And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is still ill. He's feeling better, but out of abundance of caution, we decided to stay home and recover another day. And he'll be back next weekend, but I'm sure you'll see him at Fisherman's Landing this week. For sure. Hey, great couple of guests here from Dana Landing, John White, and from East County Bait and Tackle, Gene Estabrook, and giving away a phenomenal prize. And Gene, why don't you describe that to us?
Yeah, we got this is one of our signature series rods.
It's a really beautiful rod.
Thank you.
$200 rod, right?
$200 rod, yeah, which is actually a really good deal.
Yeah, it is.
40-ton carbon. It's a 7.5 medium heavy. Medium heavies are, you know, in casting gear is probably the go-to rod. I mean, that covers a lot of bases.
Yeah.
This is a 7.5, so you can pretty much do anything with this, from a jig to Carolina rig to the Ned rig, even with a heavier head.
Freshwater or saltwater?
Freshwater, yeah.
Bay fishing?
Oh, yeah. Johnny has our East County rods at Dana, and he does pretty well with them for the bay guys.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. It's
Calico?
Yeah. A little, you know, it'd be fine as long as you're not fishing in the stuff. This is 8 to 17 pounds, so. You know, with braid, though, you probably could fish calico with it, no problem. 7.5, it's long enough for sure.
Yeah, for lighter baits.
Yeah. And then we've got the new Savage Gear stuff, so.
Yeah, the Savage Gear, those pencil poppers are pretty awesome.
I'm going to have to get you a couple of those.
Yeah, those things. I'm surprised Steven, I'll bet Steven has quite a few of those in his popper inventory.
Yes, he does.
No doubt about it. Hey, great time here. You want to get through, have a chance at the rod and the great equipment. 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. And if you want to text us, text the show is the other option. We've been receiving some great texts here. Go ahead and text the show. Just go on the Let's Talk Hookup app and send us a text, and we'll get right on it and hopefully get it on the air for you. And Gene, you had a group that you were working with. We're back talking about AB 3030 and the lake, the city lakes, and all the different things. You have an organization that kind of works toward making sure that we keep those lakes open.
Correct. California Recreational Freedom Alliance. We are, basically we're just a group of concerned anglers. Guys from El Cajon Ford have, really, really helped us a bunch.
El Cajon Ford are such a huge help.
They are. And Dwayne from San Diego Anglers, Wayne from CCA. We're, like we were talking earlier, we're all in this together. And that includes whether you're a jet skier, whether you're a hiker, whether you're a mountain biker. When they want to take our natural resources away from us, we have to stand up and we have to band together.
Oh, yeah.
We cannot... just because you have a different activity interest than I do, we can't allow that to separate or divide us. We have to stick together so that we have access to our stuff, our resources.
No question about it. So get involved. Join CCA and support the other organizations that help preserve the right for us to go fishing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Phones are packed up. Let's jump into it. Ben in Golden Hills, you're next up. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing terrific. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, if I wanted to bring my little girl and my family down to there and rent one of the boats, are there life jackets for little kids, or what are the rules on having a little kid on a boat, 2 years old?
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, we have life jackets for, that's part of the deal. It comes with it. If you're under 12, as it is, if you're under 12, you're required by federal law to wear a life jacket when you're on the water or on a boat.
That answers my question.
Yep.
Yeah, and so you'll supply all that.
We supply all that. Yep.
Yeah, and it's such a great deal. I mean, those skiffs are very stable.
Yep.
They have the live bait receivers, so you can go over the Everingham Brothers receiver and get a half scoop of live. What do you put a half scoop in there?
Half a scoop. Yeah. A lot of times they'll let you split it, so you can get half to start, and then or a quarter to start, and then a quarter later. Not always, but they should hold a half scoop fine. And you know, it's always fun. The kids can see the sea lions sitting over there and everything. They're just more than just fishing when you're out on the water.
It makes for a great day. Yeah. And having that live bait for the kids is really a nice deal. Makes it easier.
Yep.
Johnny will show you all the rigs. He'll show you how to rig for either plastics or live bait.
Yep. Or a little halibut rig.
If you wanted to buy a life jacket, do you sell them down there?
I don't sell the kids' life jackets. They do next door at Ron's shop at Fastlane, Fastlane Kayaks. They sell vests there, but we sell the basic orange, you know, horseshoe style vests. But they're not the best for kids.
Coast Guard approved.
Yeah. Everything's Coast Guard approved. But we have kids' vests on the dock building. You know, when you hanging up, so when you come down, you grab one of those vests and so the kids are covered.
On a little plug for Fastlane Kayaks and their selection of the vests there. They have a great selection from kids to adults of super comfortable Hobie style life jackets. And and for your kids, Ben, it might be a good investment if you're going to spend some time on the water.
Yeah,
get their own.
Yeah, if you're going to go a little bit, like that's what I did. I bought some good kayak style vests because it's hard for a kid to wear a life jacket all day, especially if it's a cheaper one that's kind of bulky.
Say that again, Ben.
I'm not really familiar with a kayak style vest. Is it just smaller?
It's more of a vest style.
Yeah, they're flat on the back, so you can sit down in a seat if you want to and not be hunched over. It just gives you a lot more freedom of movement in your upper body. They're just a more comfortable thing to wear for the day.
Yeah, it's a basic style is a standard vest style that you've seen, but they're just really nicely designed and much more comfortable to wear, especially for a kid, because I can imagine when you put those ringed ones on the kids, they squirm a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, hey, make your reservations and head on down there, and I think you'll get hooked at Dana Landing on their skiffs. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thank you, guys.
That does free up 213-432-1090. Chuck in Dana Point, you're next up. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, guys. You know,
morning.
I was down there when I had that free boat day I won off you guys, and really impressed with the bait dock there. They had great bait. The gas was right there. And then we noticed your center consoles. What a deal. Really safe little operation. Fish to harbor your kids. And hold on, let me catch the breath. Kim running. The shop, you can go in, order breakfast, get what you need. By the time you're done, your breakfast is ready, and you're on the water. Pretty cool little outfit. Everybody's really friendly.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was great.
And the deli, I mean, we haven't talked much about the deli. Is stellar.
Yes, it is.
The sandwich, the food quality is top notch.
It is.
Yeah, because you guys have to eat there, right?
Right.
So, or you don't have to eat there, but you eat there.
But
you do eat there.
I know.
The boss, Steve, eats there.
Yep.
I eat there.
Yep.
Tri-Tip Tuesday. You still doing that?
I'm still doing Tri-Tip Tuesday.
Oh,
man.
Gosh. Yep. Describe Tri-Tip Tuesday.
Tri-Tip Tuesday, we have a Traeger smoker, and every Tuesday morning I fire that thing up at about 6:30 and get anywhere from 4 to 10 tri-tips on there, depending on what the weather and, you know, how busy it is, and smoke them about 11 o'clock. They come off and go into the deli. They cut them up. It's a kind of a signature sandwich we have just for Tuesday. Well, unless it never lasts more past like 1 o'clock than past 1 o'clock. But
it's early.
Yeah, it's a French roll toasted with arugula and a horseradish sour cream sauce on there. Just a really good
and a hefty portion of that tri-tip.
Yeah, pretty hefty portion of tri-tip. It's a great.
Gene's like shaking his head. We're both going, oh man, we're getting hungry now.
Yeah, it's a great sandwich. People start lining up for it, you know, right about 11. Is it ready yet? And we usually sell through it pretty quickly.
Yeah, and then of course breakfast. Go ahead, Chuck.
So you're out there. You've got a half day. and your kids aren't ready to come in, I could just call and get the rest of the day? Is that boat rented?
Yeah, that's no problem. As long as you let us know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
very good.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Had a nice text here, which is always fun. And, of course, you can only access that on the Let's Talk Hookup app. This is from Kurt in Mo Valley. And he says, I plan to stop by ECBT next time I'm in the area. Being a swim bait guy, I have to ask, how's the swim bait selection? Oh, you asked the right question. It's ridiculous would be my description.
Yeah, I'm smiling, obviously. Yeah. We have our back wall is loaded. A lot of independent bait makers, and then your standard mainstream stuff as well. There's probably $50,000 in swim baits on the back wall.
Mackerel!
Yeah, and that's kind of what I do in my time off, is I reach out to these independent makers and try to get us. I have some baits coming. It's called Rob Swim Baits. They're coming from Spain. They're hand-carved, hand-painted wood. I already have some of his stuff, but I have his 9.5-inch wood glide baits coming. They should be here any day. It's post from Spain, so it takes a few weeks.
Yeah.
But, I'm pretty sure there's nobody else that you can buy those from.
And it's almost like a geekathon for guys that want big swim baits there.
Correct.
It's like the ultimate selection of these are they all hard baits?
They aren't all hard baits. No, I've got Huddleston, and I have, which is your standard rubber, rate of fall, trout swim bait. I've got, Baitsmith. I've got, which isn't Baitsmith anymore. It's called Hog Hunter. These are all boot tails. And then Savage, is coming out. They have a new rate of fall, trout, 6-inch, 8-inch, and 10-inch. And that is a boot tail. They have a rate of fall 5 and a rate of fall 12. And they're going to be a little bit more affordable because they're a larger company, more mainstream.
And these are all like trout simulated baits for fishing for big bass. Is that what they are?
Yeah. And shad as well. We haven't gotten some of those trout plants, that we normally get for the last year and a half. So, I have been selling more 6-inch and 7-inch size baits, which is going to emulate more of your thread fin and stuff like that.
And what's the kind of the market gap between these? Like how much to how much?
From $16.99 all the way up to, I have a bait in the store right now that's $1,000.
Come on!
No.
$1,000 swim bait?
Yeah, it's a Mother Chaser by Roman Made. They only made so many of them. I think I have 3 in stock right now.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
buy these?
Yeah, this thing weighs like 2 pounds.
Wow.
And it's all wood. Hand painted. There's one guy that makes these.
Unbelievable.
They come in a really nice box. And to be honest,
is it gold plated?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
If I was going to buy one, I'd probably just put it on the wall. But
yeah. Imagine throwing $1,000, Johnny. Come on.
No,
you can tie it to rope or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not uncommon for some of these baits to cost a couple $100, right?
No, that's probably about the sweet spot, is like 150 to 170 is probably the stuff that I sell every day.
Wow.
Like every day I've got guys come in and spend $100 to $170 on a bait. That is not uncommon whatsoever. And that seems to be the majority of the sales.
And these are all to target big bass in lakes that they do trout plants.
People don't realize that, a largemouth bass can almost eat a fish its own size. It's not uncommon to go out on the lake and find a 3-pound bass with a 2-pound sunfish lodged in its throat.
Yeah.
They're pretty territorial and they're opportunists. So if they think they can swallow it, they try to eat it.
Wow. Pretty amazing stuff. Talk about amazing stuff. You're going to find out right now that with the FishDope.com report from Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. This report sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they have the best fish processing when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky fish, spices, rubs. Their spices and rubs are amazing. There's smoked cheese and, of course, the famous tuna burger and the amazing pokey kit. Call call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to the birthday boy himself, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Happy birthday, Dave.
Hey, thank you, Pete. Good morning, guys. Great show.
Good morning, Dave.
I love bass fishing.
How many today?
I love 59.
Oh, man. You hold it well, buddy.
Thank you very much. Yeah, getting up there. Hey, I love largemouth bass fishing. Back in the day, we used to fish largemouth bass with largemouth bass. It was pretty spectacular. But that was when I was young and dumb. But it was fun. Boy, it was like fishing with brown bait for calicos back in the day. But I love that. And I can understand that $150 to $200 bait because it matters. And they like that big bait.
They do.
But what's going on here right now on the coast, gang, is like Brian Woolley was saying, we got some cold water and we got an influx of red crabs again, which is absolutely bizarre if you think about it. Red crabs, cold water, nothing makes sense. Lasley and Grosbeck told me a couple of years ago, throw the history books in the trash because there's no rhyme or reason to any of this. Why are there red crabs right now? There's squid. There's cold water. It's just, it's hard to figure this out. This puzzle is getting harder and harder. It's getting to have more and more pieces as I get older and older. It used to be easy. It was like 150 pieces to the puzzle. Now there's about 12 million pieces to the puzzle. It's getting harder and harder to put the puzzle together. But the big thing I think we need to talk about and focus on, and there's still a chance that we could save this AB 3030, and gang, it's important. If you're listening to this show, then you obviously care about going outside and enjoying yourself. You have to pay attention to this AB 3030. This is going to be, I'm sorry, I don't like to use negative words, but this is going to be devastating to this whole thing. Anybody that enjoys going outside fishing or walking a stream or just going outside, riding your bike. I mean, the thing is absolutely mind-boggling, gang. If you read the verbiage in this thing, we got to wake up, folks. Wake up. This is it. AB 3030. This is going to go on top of the MLPAs. This isn't going to include them. This is going to be plus the MLPs that we already got in place. So, gang, AB 3030, I talk about it every day on my Facebook Live show. Pay attention. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. Because, like Pete said earlier, this one's real. This one's going to be really, really scary for all of us. So pay attention. Pay attention to Fish Dope, though, because Danny and the boys over there at Fish Dope keep you right on top of where the fish are biting at and what's happening. And like Pete said, next week we got Rockfish Opener right after the Sunday show. So here we go.
Yeah, man, we're ready to go. And, of course, fishdope.com has all the information you need. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, you can check me out at Facebook. I'm on there live every day at noon. You can check out my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. You can see me on Fish Dope all the time. I'm pretty much everywhere that you are. Is when you're going fishing, I'm there. So check me out, yoursaltwaterguide.com. I will talk to you guys next Sunday. AB 3030 is real.
Yes, it is. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that much, and have a great birthday.
Thank you.
Bye. Appreciate that very much. Hey, want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with fantastic information. Front page of beautiful steelhead, and oh my gosh, so much more great stuff in this week's Western Outdoor News. Be sure, and they have a great article on the pyramid Lahontan cutthroats. Man, that is cool. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Another Chuck from Long Beach is next up. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone's having a good Sunday so far.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you were talking a little bit earlier about Ned rigs and things. What are some other good ways of targeting fish in the bays?
Well, there's several rigs. The Ned rig is good. It depends on the skill level of the angler, what they're used to fishing for. That's how I kind of tend to push a certain type of gear onto someone, but there's just the straight swim bait tail, which people use three and a half ounce or inch swim bait with a 3/8 to 1/4 ounce leadhead. That would be like probably the number one thing that people are going to use to target fish out here. I like to use a Berkeley Gulp Jerk Shad 5-inch with a 1/4-ounce sledhead, which is an owner head that rigs weedless. Super easy for everyone. Yep. In fact, it's like it's no fair. It's so easy. I won't even fish it because it's too easy.
But it's deadly.
It's yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, I put it on kids' rods, you know, and just you know, while the boat's drifting, I just tell them to let it out, and then put the reel in gear and just hold on.
Really?
And get fish. Yeah. Yeah.
So again, it's the 5-inch.
Five inch gulp jerk shad. And a 1/4-ounce
sled head
by Honor.
Yep. Yeah. And easy to rig, easy to fish.
Easy to rig, easy to fish. I mean, it's a little tricky maybe the first time, but what we do is we just show people, we rig a couple and put them into the bag with the gulps so they see how it's rigged. But there's a lot of different rigs. Angel, who works in the store, he likes to rig people up with like a standard Carolina rig, you know, with a 1/2-ounce egg sinker and a bead and a 2-foot leader, and then he'll run a grub tail on a weedless worm hook so people can cast a long ways offshore,
right?
And then just wind it back slow, and it'll go through the eelgrass because it's a completely weedless rig, and people catch bass on that, you know. But we definitely look at what is going to be the most the easiest thing for someone to fish based on their skill level. I always ask, because we get a lot of people from all over the country, and they come in and I say, well, do you fish where you're from? You know, if you're from the Midwest, like,
right.
What do you fish for? You know, if they've ever fished for largemouth or smallmouth, you know, I say, hey, it's the same thing. You know, we there's a few differences. The fish don't really come up into the water column as much as, say, a largemouth. But if you have that knowledge to having fished lures for bass anywhere in the country or the world, I guess, then you're going to be able to figure out how to fish in the bay. And I kind of, you know, I find them stuff to fish with based on that. There's some new lures that people are using that, you know, we use some tail spins and stuff that
right.
are easy to cast. And the guys are using those. They like this, they call it the donkey rig, where they have a three-way swivel with two swim baits, you know, kind of a heavier one in the front and another one on a slightly longer leader that's a little bit lighter, smaller, and they'll get into the spotties where they're getting two at a time on those. People use the Alabama rigs or, you know, umbrella rigs work really good in the bay. There's just no limit to the techniques that will work if you're willing to put in the time. Even people use like glide baits and stuff, like
yeah.
kind of saltwater, yeah. freshwater style, you know, shad shaped, you know, 6-inch glide baits, and let them sink out and slowly work them across the weed beds, and they're getting big spotties on that. So that there's just a plethora,
yeah,
of different.
And you guys have them all at Dana Landing.
Pretty much.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 213-432-1090. You want to get through? There's your chance. Been a busy morning this morning. Tom from Temecula, you're next up. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Good show.
Morning.
Some of my questions have already been answered, but my question is about Mission Bay. How would you compare it to San Diego Bay as far as the fishery goes? And if you had your choice of fishing Mission Bay with live bait or artificials, which would you prefer, going to the possibility that you're going to be getting sardines that are 5-6 inches long?
Well, on the first part of that question, I would say that, you know, San Diego Bay is a lot bigger than Mission Bay. There's areas of similar habitat in both bays, like in the coves and in the flats in the back bay. But San Diego Bay also has that big main channel where it's deeper water, different type of fishery. I think San Diego Bay has more numbers, but you're going to get bigger fish generally spotty wise in Mission Bay at times. Sometimes Mission Bay can be completely on fire, you know, usually a little bit later spring into early summer. As far as live bait versus artificials, if the bait barge has anchovies for bait,
Watch out.
Yeah, that's when you can really do well.
Are there Corvina in Mission Bay?
Oh, yeah.
And they love anchovies.
Yeah, they love anchovies, but the halibut, too. The halibut bite gets going really good with the anchovies. If it's the bigger sardines, like 6-inch, 5 and 6-inch plus, I don't know. I mean, unless you're like kind of trophy halibut hunting, you're way better off fishing artificials than the bigger sardines, in my opinion.
Okay.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. You just have to choose your bay and what you want to target. Yeah. And probably San Diego Bay is a little more complex to fish than Mission Bay, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, but if you get out down in that South Bay, you know, behind the bridge there and those flats, there's large areas that hold a lot of spotties. A lot of spotties
bonefish
down there.
Are there bonefish in Mission Bay?
There's bonefish in Mission Bay, not a lot, but we do catch them.
But they're in San Diego Bay.
They're definitely a lot in San Diego Bay,
for sure. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more of your texts. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offerings March 2nd, 2021. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Trank reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 Let's Talk Hookup app. And Pete Gray, Ricky's out sick today. He'll be back next week. Gene Esbrook, John White, Dana Landing, ECBT. What a great show, guys. You guys are so full of knowledge. And just a kind of an example of what you can get when you go into either one of these stores. By the way, we haven't talked about it. Those of our listeners that may not be familiar with ECBT, where is ECBT?
It's in Lakeside, kind of rural San Diego. It's 10137 Main Avenue. It's basically where the 67 ends when you're heading north there.
If you are going to one of the lakes, it's like on the way.
We're surrounded by lakes. We have Lake Jennings, El Cap, San Vicente. We definitely have a lot of customers from Santee Lakes and Cuyamaca, as we were speaking earlier. We're central. There's a taco shop that opens at 5 a.m. that's right next door to us, a 7-Eleven. The parking lot's super big, so you can pull in there with your boat. You don't have to feel uncomfortable pulling in there. Yeah. We get there at 4:30 in the morning on the weekends, and sometimes there's a line.
Wow.
So... just depends.
People want to buy bait and get all the stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're a great, last minute stop before you hit the water, just like John is at Dana Landing. Yeah. I mean, right there.
What time do you open at Dana Landing, and where is Dana Landing?
Dana Landing is 2580 Ingraham Street. So it's basically just across on the opposite side of Ingram from SeaWorld and right next to the boat launch ramp at Dana Landing.
Yeah.
And we open it. Yeah, we open at 6 a.m. every morning.
And of course, for your the deli's open.
Deli's open
breakfast.
At 6. Yep. The deli's open for breakfast. Tackle, we got ice,
bait,
tackle, bait.
What kind of bait do you guys carry?
We carry just frozen bait. Mm-hmm. So we have, your standard like anchovies, squid, mussels, shrimp. And then mackerel. And then we also have like frozen offshore baits. So we have like ballyhoo, flying fish, a lot of flying fish we sell, squid, rigged squids for swordfish.
Oh,
deep dropping. Okay. Yeah. So we have all that stuff in stock always.
Which rigged squids do you carry for swordfish?
We do the bait masters.
The bait masters. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Good ones.
Rigged and unrigged.
Unrigged. All right. Yeah. Great. Got it all. The one-stop shop, right? Indeed. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, and let's talk to Tim from Long Beach. Tim, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just curious what the age restriction was for doing the boat rental, because I have a daughter that wants to teach her boyfriend how to fish. She wants to feel him good.
Okay. Love that.
It's currently we're at 18 before you can take a boat out by yourself.
Okay, all right.
Oh, she's
18,
good.
And you just need a driver's license.
Just need a driver's license. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great, Tim. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Roger in Fullerton, you're next up. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah. Morning. Happy birthday, Dave. And by the way, we have a chance to get rid of a governor that brought up 30-30 after it was dead in the assembly. Oh. So let's do that. And Pete,
good
message. Great to hear your voice. You're sounding strong. And my question is for everybody: what are you looking forward to in 2021? What's your big tuna? What?
Well, I mean, I'm big tuna. I like everything, so I'm always curious. Everyone that thinks that they can predict what's going to happen the next year is usually knows less than the people I know who know the most about the fisheries out here will never give you a prediction. But I always look forward to that big tuna. It's just an unbelievable opportunity for people to get a fish of a lifetime. And it's a great opportunity for us to sell the gear to get the fish of a lifetime.
There you go.
What about that, though, John? I mean, there's been like some of that big gear to catch big bluefin tuna. It's been hard to get. You guys have some gear in stock?
Oh, yeah. We've got gear in stock. In the, it, it, it will always have something that's going to be good for that. You may not get the exact rod you want or the exact reel you want, but there will be a reel that can handle that.
And then do you have, like you sell live, the dead flying fish, the frozen flying fish, do you have the rigs to set those up and help people rig those up?
Everything. Kites, kite gear. We teach people how to use the kites, how to attach balloons to kites. We build all the rigs at our shop, using high-quality components, Alma Moy, Mono. We build Yummy Flyer rigs. We build kite rigs for fish and frozen flyers with different configurations depending on what people want. We have.
What do you like?
The standard rig is that we set up, that we've been rigging a bunch of in the last month, is just a 10-0-7691 Mustad hook with a trailer hook that's a 5-0 owner ST66. It's like a 4X. Strong treble hook, and I'm not a huge fan of the treble hooks. If you hook a big fish in the face with one of those treble hooks and you start putting the kind of drag you should put on them, you're going to pull the hook.
Yeah.
But if you get lucky and you get them with the J hook, then you're going to be fine.
But a lot of times they eat those flying fish, and that's where that treble comes in handy.
Yeah,
right?
if you want to gag it, gag it out and get them in the stomach with the treble hook, then
hurt them, hurt them so they don't hurt you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. But you basically have everything from, we talked a lot of bay, but you can send people offshore to go fishing. And you know, this year, with all the indications, we should have, knock on wood, a repeat of last year and that big fish. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we'll be seeing it soon.
Yeah,
I do.
That would be amazing. I mean, we had a couple days last year where we were able to just go past the islands and we found foamers and you know, I mean, catching those like 50 to 60 pound bluefin on the popper.
So fun.
You know, all visual. That's very exciting. I mean, that's been amazing. I mean, I would definitely love to see some albacore this year, but I know that that's probably unlikely, but you never know.
You never know. The water's cooler.
Yeah, you never know.
You know, there's been some anchovies around.
Yeah.
So, I mean, weirder things have happened.
That's right.
It's the ocean, and that's the beauty of it, is you just don't know.
No fences out there.
No, there's no fence. Yeah, not yet. Right. As long as we keep fighting,
they're working on it.
30, they're trying. Yeah, they're trying to put a fence up. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Next up, Tim from San Diego. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks
for joining. First of all, they make the best sandwich in that deli down at Dana. I've been eating there for years.
Yes, they do.
The best sandwich, I swear. For no other reason to go down there, just go get a sandwich and sit out there on the patio and watch the entertainment of those people back in their boats and stuff. And then you got good mechanics there, too, that work on your reels. I don't know if you mentioned that, but they're really good.
Oh, yeah.
So my question is, I might be a little off topic, but did you hear about anything about that, what they're going to do with the San Diego Stadium? That's just we could be fishing the Murph. That could be the best reef out here that you've seen in the freaking world.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if anybody said anything. I don't know if anybody said anything. What they're going to do with it.
It would make a great reef,
take it straight on out, you know?
Yeah, that would be.
Know.
No, unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen, but... No. Yeah, it's too bad because it's a great idea. Think about
that.
We could have been fishing on one of those turnstiles.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Huh?
I love structure.
How fun would that be, right? Yeah. Good idea, though, but needless to say, the powers. And that whole thing about, you know, the artificial reef thing, or shall we say the new habitat structure.
Right.
Because habitat is a better term than artificial.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Because it sounds better.
Right.
It's all the same thing. But
yeah.
We need to create more habitat, and that's hopefully what they're going to start doing.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot for the call, Tim. Good questions, and thanks for the nice remarks about Dana Landing, too. It is a great spot.
Thank you. Yeah.
What about habitat and structure in lakes? How do they work that?
You know, I think the program has changed a bit. The bass clubs kind of handled that themselves. They had a relationship with the city. You know, you can't just go out and just throw anything in a lake, obviously. But in the old days, you used to be able to, like, Christmas trees were actually really good structure for fish. You know, it's all natural. So after Christmas, these bass clubs would get together and they'd put, you know, 10 or 12 trees on a couple different boats, send them out there, you know, and maybe put them off of a point. Obviously, these guys would keep those GPS coordinates for later on.
But they're not allowed to do that anymore?
I'm not. I'll have to look into that. I'm not 100% sure on how that works. You know, you go to, out to Lake Havasu and they actually have cages. These boxes that they have down in Lake Havasu that work really, really well for fish habitat.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, again, I believe that's a program that's put on by the local bass clubs there in Havasu that they fund it. You know, they get the permits to do it and everything like that. But, you know, with our water fluctuation levels, you know, our lakes rise and fall so fast, and they're able to pump those lakes. Like right now, I believe that they're dumping Loveland.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, they're dumping Loveland, and it's pretty low already. And, you know, that really affects, you know, you're in February right now. These fish spawn, you know, from late February into early April.
And they're looking for structure.
They're looking for structure, and they're also trying to be tight to the shoreline. So if that water is fluctuating during those key months, you know, a fish goes and makes a bed, and then the next day the water's 5 feet shallower, now his bed's out of the water, you know, so it affects their spawn. It does.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And well, all right. Hey, great text here. By the way, thanks a lot for the call. This is from Dave and Hemet. There seems to be a lot of controversy about eating fish out of San Diego Bay. What's your thoughts on eating fish out of the bay, guys?
I would say it depends on what kind of fish. I wouldn't suggest eating like a spotted bass that's been sitting in there its whole life, but mm-hmm, fish right. like halibut and corvina and stuff, they swim in and out of the bay.
Yeah, so they're very migratory.
Yeah, yeah, right. they're not gonna,
just like the lobsters are pretty migratory.
Yeah,
in there
yeah,
too. Yeah,
yeah. You know, and there's guidelines in the Fish and Game booklet as to, you know, where you catch fish and what kind of fish and how much of it you can eat, and really they tend to store bad stuff, you know, heavy metals and stuff in their organs. So mm-hmm, yeah, right. If you're not eating the guts out of the fish,
yeah,
you're probably okay. And if it's not a subsistence thing, if you're not living off of it, but like I said, I wouldn't keep any spotties or you know, or opali, stuff like that.
Stuff that lives
in the bay. But for fish like halibut that are coming in, you know, following bait schools in or spawning or whatever they do, I don't think there's a problem with eating something like that.
I have a cardinal rule myself. That anything that they put a limit on how much you can eat, I don't eat it.
Right.
You know, that's just like, to me, they say you can only eat 8 ounces of this, it's like, something about that. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys agree?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Catch and release. And that keeps the bay healthy and makes it that much more fun for everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. John in Upland, you're next up. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
The question is, what lakes in San Diego County don't allow you taking your own boat here? I have a 14-foot aluminum boat.
Barrett? You can't take your own boat to Santee Lakes or to Barrett. In San Diego County, you can take your own boat to El Cap, to San Vicente, to
Marina,
Murray. Most of the lakes you can take your own boat to. The only two that
Hodges.
Hodges. Yeah. All of them are open. Some of them, I believe, Cuyamaca requires you to do a washdown because they don't want the quagga mussels up there. So, like, when you pull up, it's kind of like Diamond Valley. Diamond Valley, if you have a drop of water in your boat, you can't get your boat into the lake because they're so worried about the quagga mussels. I believe Cuyamaca for $10 will take a pressure washer with hot water and bleach and rinse your stuff down for you so you don't get turned away. You know, so it's worth the $10 to be able to fish if you drove all the way up there with your boat.
Yeah. They also have rental boats up there.
They also have, most of these lakes.
And then smaller lakes like Dixon, Wolford, they have rental boats, so you can't take your own boat. I think Wolford you can take your own boat.
Wolford you can. Yeah. Wolford and Sutherland I think you can too.
Yeah.
Dixon, you might be right about that. I'm not sure about Dixon.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But, yeah, several of them are open. But if you look at just look on the web for all the city lakes and then all the private lakes,
yeah,
they'll give you the guidance as far
and
as
you can, you
water
can,
contact, whether
correct.
You take your own boat, all that stuff,
yes.
right?
Yeah, that's all available online.
Yeah. All right. Hope that helps you there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, freshwater time is
yes.
kind of, this is like, it's kind of almost like the beginning of the party here mm-hmm. for all of us, for the bay, for the offshore, for the inshore, for the lakes. It's this time of the year. It's all about, you know, nicer weather, warmer waters.
Right.
What is your favorite time to go chase bass in San Diego County, Gene?
I actually like the fall the best. I mean, spring is obviously awesome, and that's the spawn, and then that's when you have the best chance of catching a big one. You know, and it's visual a lot of the time. If you're wearing polarized glasses, Maui Jims, you know, or whatever, you know, nicer glasses, you can spot these fish on beds, especially if it's clear water.
How fun is that?
It's really fun, and you know, there's definitely a lot of guys that only fish from now till the end of April. Because that's their deal, and then
this is the window,
right? And then they
guys like John Collins,
right? And they transition to saltwater after that.
Yeah.
So you're right. This is that window. I like the fall. The reason I like the fall is because it's more of you have a better opportunity of getting on topwater bite. And for me, that's exciting to me. I like
visuals.
Yeah, the visuals. You know, a lucky craft gunfish or. I'm a skimmer. Those kind of baits. You know, just. Being able to go out in the morning in October and find a cove, and then if you can get them going, if you can get on a school, I mean, you might be able to sit there for a couple hours, you know, and it's all topwater blowups. That's a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
And, John, what about you? What's your favorite time to go fishing?
I mean, I fish all year. It gets, this year it's been the winter. You know, it started in November, December. Actually, all year long there's been yellowtail off Mission Beach.
Amazing.
Between Point Loma, Mission Beach, and La Jolla. And we had a pretty good run, like, the few days before Christmas, where
That's crazy.
It was just up like crazy.
Every day.
Every day for a while. And then, I like that surface bite also, and, you know, where you're actively hunting for stuff on the surface. But, I like to get my rock caught in. I like to go fish a little bit in the spring for the bass, but I also like that topwater bite. So,
yeah.
The fall, I like early summer and late fall, middle summer, too busy, working to fish.
Right. Yeah, it's yeah. busy.
Fish
it's
a lot of time, but that early summer and fall and, you know, I try to get out on the water at least once a week, once or twice, you know. So
it's our job. We have to go.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Mark and Santee, you're next up, Mark. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great.
I've got a couple of questions. One, I used to fish up at Loveland Lake, the reservoir up there. Is that
yeah.
still open?
Oh, yes,
wow.
Is it
high?
No. I don't know if you missed a couple minutes ago. We were just talking about that. They're actually dumping it right now, and I don't know how low they're planning on going. But I will tell you this. If you know Loveland at all, you should go up there right now because, you know, it might become unfishable at some point. But they've dropped that water so low that these fish are getting pushed into concentrated areas. And you can get around a lot of that stuff that you used to not be able to get around because they've dropped it so much. I believe it's only open on the weekend. I believe it's only Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, and you got that little 3/4 mile walk from where you park. But I would tell you absolutely you should go up there within the next week or two before it gets unfishable. But
Because it's too low.
Yeah. Yeah. But right now you can almost walk around, you know, 3/4 of the lake.
All right. Very good, Mark. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. You mentioned Maui Jim sunglasses, and I want to, before we run out of time here, I want to mention that both ECBT and Dana Landing have the best selection of Maui Jim sunglasses for fishermen, right, guys?
That's correct.
Yeah, all the new styles.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you tried the new red one, the Lava?
I have not messed around with any of the colored lenses yet.
Love it. That
really?
Is, oh, it's a really cool color. Yeah. So
okay.
I know you have them, right?
Yeah, we do have them.
So put one of those on and then go outside. Check it out.
Okay. I will.
Yeah, they're really cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to give away a great prize and talk more fishing here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Market of 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporty. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 Let's Talk Hookup app. Congratulations, Ben, in Golden Hills. You are the winner of that fantastic ECBT rod and the Savage gear, and you'll be able to go pick that up at Dana Landing and the Ned rigs, too. And the cool thing is Johnny will show you how to rig it all, too. So
perfect.
That's going to be great. And I want to thank all of our callers, all of our texters this morning. Sure appreciate you. And thank you, Gene, for your time and efforts here this morning. ECBT, what a great shop, super knowledgeable. How do we find you?
We're at 10137 Main Avenue, Lakeside, California, 92040, and our phone number is 619-390-9112, and we also have a website, www.eastcountybaitandtackle.com.
And you specialize in freshwater tackle, but you also have all the saltwater gear.
Yeah, I've got, you know, everything from Accurates to Fathoms to Talicas. We've got a decent selection. We've got CalStar, Seekers, Phoenix, everything in the rack. So
set up everybody for whatever they're doing.
100%.
Yeah. And Dana Landing, how do we find you, Johnny?
2580 Ingram Street in Mission Bay, right next to the launch ramp. DanaLanding.com on the web, at Dana Landing on Instagram and Facebook. Try to keep that updated. And 619-226-2929 for the phone number.
And again, same thing. You have everything for you have a limited amount of freshwater gear, right?
I mean, just anything that like crosses over. They can do both freshwater and the bay we have.
But you're bay fishing offshore saltwater.
Yeah, bay fishing offshore and saltwater.
Yeah, and then frozen bait and
yes. Yep,
and then the deli, of course.
Deli, fuel dock.
Maui Jim sunglasses, fuel dock, rental boats.
Rental boat, fishing clothing, you name it, we got it.
Yeah.
Just, coolers, Yeti coolers.
Yeah, got it all.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Johnny. We'll
Welcome.
See you down at Dana Landing. Thank you very much today. Thank you to Andrew for answering the phones and running the board for us, and thanks to Adam for all he does on our great app, the Let's Talk Hookup app, which you must download. It's fantastic, and it's free. So next Saturday, we're going to have Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Going to be a great show. And then next Sunday, Rosie Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing. Yes, indeed, they're back. So we're going to see you next weekend, 7 to 9 a.m., next Saturday and Sunday, right here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.